If you would like a written transcript of the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, just listen to this podcast and write down everything we say. Of course, the joyous holiday season. Did you spin it in the ER?
Okay. Are you truly in a committed relationship if you haven't spent at least one Christmas or Christmas Eve in the emergency room? I don't think you have.
No.
I'm throwing that out there as a, okay, you just haven't been together long enough if you haven't.
It's a landmark moment in your relationship, and it is also, you know, it proves how strong your relationship is.
Sure, you're willing to sit there on, you know, what is supposed to be a special evening.
Right.
Oh, it's special, all right.
Yeah. Won't go into the whole thing, but my girlfriend texted me on Monday and said, like, you know, thanks for doing all of this stuff, and you need to pick this up on the way home. And by the way, I may need to go to the ER. And so naturally I go, okay, so what is it? And she explained this. It wasn't that serious.
Right.
But it was something that he needed to be taken care of right away.
It's not something, this can wait till after the holidays. Yeah,
she was thinking maybe it could wait till after the holidays, but all of a sudden realized, no, it couldn't.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, we go in there and we go to the ER and we get in there around noon. They see us around 2. They put us in a room at around 2. And around 3:30, they come in. And so you're just going, you know, I don't.
They're short-staffed.
Yeah.
They're a little overworked.
Yeah.
It's not a great time.
Right. And they gave her some Valium through an IV. And so she went, this is great.
So it went from, we have to be at the emergency room for Christmas, to,
I'm going to sleep for 2 hours.
Best Christmas ever.
So, you know, in every ER room, you know, they have a TV on. It's usually Bones or something like that showing.
Yes. I've watched marathons of things on whatever the TV,
or CSI or HGTV, the Property Brothers, something like that is always on a loop.
Yes.
And so I'm there just going, she's asleep. Is Candy Crush still a thing? Let me just go look it up.
Would she know if I left the room?
But everything is fine now.
And well, that's good to hear.
But we
I know so many people that, like, I checked in with over the holiday, like Christmas Eve especially. I said, like, hey, I don't know if you're going to be busy or traveling tomorrow, but hey, I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. We're in the AR.
Yeah.
So and so, you know, stuck a branch from the Christmas tree in their ear, and we're here.
That's the thing, you know, in an ER, you know, God bless them for all the fine work they do.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're in there, and if they get you stabilized and to a point where it's no longer an emergency, they just kind of leave you in there for a while because they have other emergencies to tend to, which you understand.
Oh, yeah.
But you're sitting there going, like, I know this person came in with half a leg, but can we get out of here?
I know that you came in because you have gas and it hurts.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But there's a guy who's been stabbed 14 times and he's over in the other room. So we're going to go over to him.
Yeah.
Hey, feeling good. Like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood.
Need a little improvement for your mood? Here's the story for you. You know, what's the worst thing that can happen when you're having your engagement photos taken? If you guessed dropping the engagement ring down in the sewer, you're right.
That is one of the bad things.
In Cleveland, I guess, firefighters had to come and rescue an engagement ring. A couple was getting married, and I guess they wanted to make a big deal about having their two families together. So they took diamonds and stuff from a jewelry from their grandparents and great-grandparents and put it into this one ring.
So it had great sentimental value.
Yeah.
Corey had something on the back of his pants, so I went to wipe it off. And when I wiped it off, my ring flew off and we just heard a ta-ting.
For us, we have a lot of sentimental value in the ring. A lot of different aspects of my family and her family are kind of forged in that. They swung into action and were just extremely helpful to us
and
the whole
like,
situation. Definitely gave us the assurance that we're going to get this thing out.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We're hoping to send them something in the mail real soon too. Maybe even an invitation.
Yeah, going to the wedding. No kidding.
I love that story. Not only because they, you know, they have stuff that means stuff to both families.
Right.
But that, like, you know, there are people out there that would say, tough luck. It went down the sewer.
No.
You know, these people just said, true love, let's get that ring.
We got to do something about it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So there you go. Mood has been changed. Woody and Jim in the morning. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. 93.3 FM.
This was our first official Christmas with my son-in-law. So we had to ask our daughter, like, what should we get him?
Mm-hmm.
And then she described, he's a huge Godzilla fan. There's this Godzilla toy you can get at Target. It's kind of a large Godzilla.
Yeah.
And when you press the button, the spikes on his back start lighting up.
Wow.
And then he starts giving the Godzilla, you know, and then he opens his mouth and it's a diffuser. So you can put like aromatic smells or just like or distilled water in there.
And it comes out as kind of like
it comes out as his like death ray.
Oh, that's cool.
And there's a red light that shines on whatever is coming out of his mouth. So it
looks like fire coming out of his mouth. Okay, that's cool. I like that.
And trust me, for the last month, I've been pressing that every day I go into my closet before I wrapped it, right? I told my son-in-law, Nathan, I said, you have married a fantastic woman. I said, because I love my wife, but for 35 years, she would never give me a Godzilla like you got and your wife suggested to us.
Yeah.
Because throughout our marriage, my wife has taken my list and said, you don't want that. You want pants. And then she would buy me pants.
That's been a running joke in a, you know, around
for
Christmas
as long time. As I've known you.
Yeah. Where you say, you know, like
decades.
You give a Christmas list and, you know, but what you get is pants.
Right.
Where it's like, yeah, I'd like a light up Godzilla. Okay. What kind of pants you want?
Years and years of and pants. Years of pants.
Yes.
Yes. I told my son-in-law, I said, be thankful or enjoy it now. Because if your wife turns into her mom, that Godzilla is going to be pants by next year.
2025 begins next week. And a lot of people are freaking out thinking, oh, it's going to be a terrible year. Because it actually starts out with WTF, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Because Wednesday is the first.
Oh, okay.
So the entire year starts with WTF.
All right. But you know what? Like any given day, you just look at your whatever your newsfeed is,
mm-hmm.
WTF.
Yeah, you're going to say that anyway.
You don't need a calendar.
Yeah, no kidding.
But if that's the way you want to start the new year, go ahead.
Yeah. The rest of us are going to be cautiously optimistic.
Set your expectations low and maybe you'll be surprised.
That's true. Something good might happen.
Nah.
A lot of the experts are saying that Sunday's Titans game is going to be very important.
Could be the biggest Titans game since maybe the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because it's up to them to lose so they can get a good draft pick.
They're terrible.
And they're playing so Jacksonville, who are equally terrible. They both teams have only won three games.
And if everything went well,
yeah,
and maybe another team in New York won a game, they would, you know, all be competing for the worst slot. Like they would be the worst team in the NFL.
They all want to be that fish that sucks the glass at the bottom of the tank,
so that they can adopt a really great quarterback come draft time,
right,
in the spring. Because right now we don't have a good quarterback. We have a terrible lineup of quarterbacks.
Yes.
They're all, I'm sure, very nice people.
They're all nice and smell like mayonnaise.
Let's go through who the Titans have.
Okay.
First of all, we can rule out stars and accomplished athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Will Levis, whose biggest claim to fame is
cologne that sells smells a perfume. Like mayonnaise.
Yeah, smells like mayonnaise. behind him is Mason Rudolph.
Okay.
Who's not very good.
And I always get confused with Maya Rudolph.
Who is from the actress, former Saturday Night Live actress. Yes,
and
Maya Rudolph.
Would probably actually do better.
Prove me otherwise. I will sit at the table. So we got Will Levis, Mason Rudolph, Maya Rudolph. And then I believe the fourth quarterback on our roster is the late Wilma Rudolph.
Ah, the track star.
Track and field Tennessee superstar
who
died.
Sadly passed away, yes.
In 1994.
But it's probably still better than the quarterbacks.
Still the best shot we have at winning, so we're not going to let her play. Let's just stick with Will Levis.
Yeah.
He gives us our best shot to lose.
To lose. And oddly enough, I'm sure Jacksonville's, their fans are also urging them to try to lose.
Yes.
I mean, what's going to happen when both teams are out there trying to lose?
I mean,
and they don't admit that. They never said, no, we never try to lose.
We're trying really hard. Yeah. We're trying to keep our job.
Yeah.
But really, wouldn't that be hilarious if all of a sudden they just said, here's a football. You go score. Go ahead.
No, I don't want to.
We're not gonna try to tackle you. We're just gonna step out of the way. Just go score. And the other guy's going, no.
No.
And the ball's just sitting there. No. And one play takes like 25 minutes.
And they just throw the ball into the stands. But yeah.
Wouldn't that be the best?
The teams that are fighting it out for the worst right now are the New England Patriots, oddly enough. We have, of course, Jacksonville. We have Tennessee, Las Vegas. Right now, the worst record is the New York Giants. They've only won two games, so they need to get on the ball and start winning.
We don't need
so we
that.
Can lose.
We don't need that. We need them to win a game, and we need to lose.
Yeah.
I will admit that I'm a pro football fan. I've watched two games of the Tennessee Titans this year, and it was kind of by mistake.
Yeah, I have
I don't
to admit.
Even remember yeah. that they play. Yeah. But now I'm super excited because if they're trying to lose on
That'll
Sunday,
be fun to watch.
That's a good time.
That's entertainment.
Now, oh, crack me open a beer. Settle me in. Let's see how bad they can try. I mean, like, they really should. They really should just tank it and just do everything they can to lose.
The officials could help. They could, like, you know, just have one football.
Right.
And then it goes into the stands and the players all just stand there and go, little help.
Can you throw it back?
No,
you won't?
Okay, well, we forfeit then.
Well, we both. No, I forfeited first.
No.
No, I forfeited
first. I forfeited it. 95.1 in Murfreesboro, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, the new home of Woody and Jim in the Morning. That's us, 93.3 FM. Thanks for tuning in here in this awkward moment between Christmas and New Year's.
Did you know there's an official name for this weird period we're in between the two holidays?
I always called it the taint.
Okay, explain.
Christmas, it taint
New
Year's. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's neither. Yeah.
We're in the middle of the taint.
Okay.
Okay, that may,
all right, that's
that
the,
may not be acceptable in some certain circles.
That's a unique term.
Okay. But now, what is the actual word they use for it?
According to the website I found this news story on, the name for the period between Christmas and New Year's is Twixmas.
Twixmas?
Twixmas, like, which is based on the word that is more used in England, but betwixt.
Oh, betwixt. Oh, okay.
It's betwixt two
it's
things.
It's betwixt Christmas and New Year's.
Right.
So that makes sense.
But they took the T off, so it sounds like the candy bar.
Twix.
It's Twixmas.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this was secretly funded by Big Candy Bar, but yes, Twixmas is what the official term is for where we are right now.
So Twix come in two halves, so one half could be Christmas, the other half could be New Year's. So
right.
The you know, the analogy with the candy bar also works.
I know. And for my love of eating terribly,
yeah.
You know, wish me a Merry Twixmas. Hey, Twix me. Put a Twix in my hand. I'm happy.
And it's a word you can use in church as opposed to the taint of the year.
Yeah.
Which you probably shouldn't, you know.
There's a great example of the way Woody looks at things and the way I look at things. We are not the same person.
That's true. Celebrate our differences, y'all. Three things you want to know this morning. The city of Bend, Oregon is being vandalized. They're hoping that somebody will stop putting googly eyes on everything.
Oh, don't stop. I love that.
That's cute, though. But yeah, they've been
putting them on?
I put them on statues, put them on, you know, like artwork throughout the community and everything.
Oh,
and
leave them on.
They're just having fun with it. You know, and it'll probably peel off, all right? It'll be fine. Let the googly eyes live.
Let it live. Let it live. It becomes the art.
It does.
There's a, you know, I went to Scotland about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And there's a very famous statue of like a very historical person on a horse. And it's this giant statue. It's in a town square.
Yeah.
And just for kicks, people just started taking like orange construction cones and putting it on them as a hat.
As a hat, right.
And then they would take it down and then they put the somebody else would put the hat back up. It is now a permanent part of that statue.
They finally gave up and said, all right, just yes. let the traffic cones live.
They embraced it. I have a souvenir magnet on my fridge of that statue wearing a cone on its head.
That's nice.
Let the googly eyes stay.
That's right. Let the vandals live. They ain't hurting nobody.
That's right. Beyonce put on one heck of a show during the NFL games they showed on Netflix over the Christmas holiday. And in fact, it broke records. She brought out people like Post Malone and Shaboozy.
Yeah.
And, you know, people just went wild. The ratings spiked like wild when she was doing her show.
Yeah.
And now the big question is, okay, that was just a regular season game on Christmas. In a few weeks, there will be a Super Bowl right. in which Kendrick Lamar is the halftime entertainment. How do you beat Beyonce?
You can't.
You don't?
Yeah.
I mean, Kendrick Lamar, while I can't play any of his music in public
right.
or around small children,
right.
He is legitimately a genius and an amazing artist. But there ain't no comparing to Beyonce.
Right.
Over 65 million people tuned in at one point or another during Beyonce's performance between the games at on Christmas.
In my bizarro world, Kendrick Lamar will perform and Kanye will come out and interrupt him and say, Beyonce had the best halftime entertainment of all time.
We all have our yeah. fantasies.
I'm going to let you finish.
One.
I'm going to let you finish.
I'd like to see it.
There is a woman in New York City, 76 years old. She stopped driving. She doesn't drive anymore.
Okay.
But she's constantly getting parking tickets. She has blamed Star Trek for that.
Because
I guess she used to have a novelty plate that was actually an official New York City plate. It was labeled NCC-1701,
which is,
as we all know, is the serial number of the Starship Enterprise.
And only
Star
a super
Trek.
Nerd yeah. says, as we all
as
know.
As we all know. And since then, you can buy like the fake plates at online or at Spencer's and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, in a gift shop.
Yeah, people have been putting them on as their regular plates and getting caught. And she gets all the tickets in the mail.
Oh, so they put those on
yeah.
their cars.
Yeah.
They run through without paying tolls.
Right.
They do bad things.
Yeah.
And then the license plate reader says, oh, that belongs to this old lady.
Who doesn't drive anymore and is in her late 70s.
Poor old lady.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I know you're looking for a new car, Woody, because you totaled yours
yeah.
and it's not worth kind of saving. So you might want to go to Hertz. And if you want an EV, an electric vehicle,
yeah,
they're selling them dirt cheap. Apparently, two, three years ago, they just went all in. We're going to buy so many electric vehicles. We're
yeah.
going to buy Teslas and Chevys and
yeah,
Fords.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to give them away.
No one wants to rent them?
Well, yeah, they're done.
Okay.
They're absolutely done with them.
Okay.
And there are reports on the internet now of people getting incredible deals where like people would rent a car through Hertz
yeah.
and then they go, you want to keep it? Just give us a little,
give us $500 and you can keep it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of deal I'm looking for.
I mean, they're a little more than that.
Yeah.
But like if you wanted a Tesla and not a Cybertruck, because nobody wants those.
Nobody wants that.
If you wanted like one of the nice Teslas, you could get one for like 50,000 miles on it for less than a little over 20 grand.
Really?
Which is pretty cheap.
It is.
And
I may look into that because seriously, I'm looking for a car.
Like, they're done with it.
Of any kind.
Yeah. Mertz says, we don't want them.
I don't know if I want to. I don't want to give Elon Musk any money, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, there are certain pop culture moments that will turn a decade old in 2025. Including Star Wars, The Force Awakens, 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. It, like, came back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
But that was a long time ago.
Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, 10 years ago.
Wow.
Left Shark from that upstaged Katy Perry at the Super Bowl, 10 years ago.
10 years ago from Left Shark? Wow. Okay. Yeah.
And, of course, the Mannequin Challenge and Pizza Rat. That was 10 years ago. That was a decade old.
Wow.
I'm sure Pizza Rat has gone on to that big Domino's box in the sky by now.
Dying in the dumpster he ate it in.
Yeah, that's right.
The way he wanted to
he
go.
He died doing what he loved.
All right. And Woody, if you can't afford the, you know, the EVs, they're giving away from Hertz.
Yes.
Tonight's the Mega Millions jackpot, which is estimated at over $1 billion.
Okay, count me in.
So, yeah, you could buy a whole fleet for that price. So
I could buy an entire fleet of useless cars.
Cars people don't want.
Oh, it is so Friday. What are we doing for the weekend, Jim?
I know that at some point over the weekend, I'm going to probably binge season 2 of Squid Game.
Me too.
On Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Just they put the whole season out, so you don't have to wait.
All 7 episodes.
I like it.
So, yeah, I didn't get a chance over the holiday. So, the weekend is where this is.
Yeah. Supposed to be kind of rainy off and on all weekend. Be nice to binge TV, stay inside kind of weekend.
Have a blanket over you.
Yeah. I'll be doing that too.
And that's it.
And that's
and that's it.
We haven't thought any farther than that. So.
I may just put a mini fridge and an adult diaper on and never leave the couch.
I like that plan.